there were two things, beloved friends, that sort of rested upon me really today. First of all, the continual need of a real child of God, of the Lord's help. And the more we feel our helplessness, the more we shall need the Lord to appear for us. And as I thought of that, the words came, and that clause that we have just read, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. And you know, that is very precious to a helpless soul, that there is help laid upon one who is mighty. That one, of course, that is mighty is the Lord Jesus himself, who is the helper of the helpless. It so rested upon me, the great need, and may we know it in our souls, of this mighty Saviour. We hope to sing later on, Jesus is a mighty Saviour. Helpless souls have here a friend. And you see, in coming to one who is mighty, he has all power to supply that help that we so need, whether it be in our daily lives, in providence. You know, the prayer of the dear woman is as real and vital today to the child of God as when the dear woman uttered it in the days of the Saviour upon the earth. Lord, help me. And that may be your continual cry, but there is one that's mighty that can help. The dear Redeemer. And the psalmist has a beautiful view here of his mighty God in heaven. The heavens are the Lord's, the earth is his, we read it. And the great power. I thought how sweet it was, and may we just remind our hearts of it this evening. He says, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? And then this word, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. You know, there are many waves of trouble that the child of God comes into where they have to pray for the Lord to help them through it. Don't they? But here, he speaks of how the Lord rules the raging of the sea. You know, we've seen around this country on many occasions the raging of the sea and the great power in it. But you see, it's all controlled by the Lord. And the same thing with the lives and pathways and experiences of his dear people. They're all in his control. We sing, don't we? Our life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. He's in control of all things. He sits on no precarious throne, nor by his leave to be. Well, may it be of great comfort to your soul and mine tonight as we seek him in prayer, not only while we're here, but in secret prayer, in our home prayers, coming to the God of heaven who has all power, who is mighty to save, who can do those things that are impossible with men. When you think of the raging of the sea, man cannot control it. We've seen throughout this land, even in recent years, where the sea has just swept away the coastline and even the defences that many of the authorities have built. Such is its power. And you see, he controls that wind, he controls the waves, he controls the heart of the child of God and all their life and circumstances. So think of these two things this evening. Firstly, do we know what it is to be helpless? Because this helpless sinner will need a mighty saviour. One that can save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. And then secondly, to have a little faith to view the might and power of our God. All power, Jesus said, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Maybe those of you that have got things that trouble you, like the raging of the sea tonight. But you see, here is a mighty Saviour who's able to do for you far exceeding abundantly you can even ask or think. And he says here, doesn't he? And the Holy Spirit has wonderfully left it on record. For the Lord is our defence, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. And oh, may we be enabled to exalt his precious name. Not only to plead for his appearing in our great need of his help, but to bless his holy name when he hears and answers our petitions, when he commands deliverance, when he washes away the sins that trouble the child of God. You see, those sins may rage within you, but he alone can still the raging of the sea. And he can still the raging of Satan that comes against you, the raging of sin within, and say, peace be still. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks for his name's sake. Amen.